Hi, this is Sarah Knight Adamson. I'm the national film critic for the website sarahsbackstagepass.com. I've been in the film critique business now for over 10 years. I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association in LA and a voting member of the Critics' Choice Film Awards.
Sella and the Spades. It's rated R. It's a high school drama. A Pennsylvania boarding school student body is run by five factions. Sella Summers, played by Levy Simone, runs the most powerful group, the Spades. They sell illegal alcohol and pills. As tensions between the factions come to a head, Sella's moral compass turns to evil as she wrestles with losing her control. Let's take a listen.
At Haldwell Boarding School, there are five factions. They will push you past your limit, and therein lies their collective power. But the story isn't about the factions. It's about her. Sella Summers.
Director and writer Taya Rashia Poe, a new filmmaker, provides a loud statement. Just let teen girls be themselves. Chaz Ebert is a producer. Here's another clip.
Are you busy right now?
When you're 17, you've got the whole world telling you what to do. That's a mistake they make. So it's like this.
There is a power among certain factions of the student body that has been wielded for far too long.
The bottom line, I'm way in. 3.5 stars out of 4. Sella is a fully written and expertly directed character. She's a force to be reckoned with. She's strong, beautiful, bold, and driven by power. Ultimately, the mask is lifted as her ultra-controlled home life is unveiled. With shades of movies like Clueless, Pretty in Pink, Mean Girls, and Heathers, Sella and the Spades is a visual artistry of storytelling in motion. It's now streaming on Amazon Prime. Check out my reviews and interviews on sarahsbackstagepass.com. See you next week.